Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time to talk all things Dirty Birds. It's Falcons Flyover. With John Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Back at the Kia Studios on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game is John Chuckery's show. Hanging out with you on this Tuesday evening with you. Hope everybody had a nice long weekend off. 404-741-0929. That is our Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Odyssey app site, catch us on the go. Social media at 929 The Game, at JMCH316, at DD Lewis for real. I am at JMCH316, as I said. Arthur Smith talking about Jerry Gray. We just mentioned that with D. Orlando Ledbetter. Quote, he's got a wealth of knowledge. Certainly Jerry as a player, having played different spots, different schemes. Some guys, whether they played at any level, try to relate too much about, oh, this is how I did it. It's not one size fits all. Things he's taught me along the way and where he's at now, he's in a very different spot. He's never stopped learning, and it's refreshing when you get to work with people like that. So, look, I'm excited about what Jerry Gray is going to do with this team. Now, he's going to be the assistant head coach. He's going to be able to work with Ryan Nielsen as far as play calling and things like that, because that's the one thing Ryan Nielsen has not done. And he's going to get a chance to work with our defensive backs, which I think is one of the strong suits of this team. Jesse Bates, Jalen Hawkins, Richie Grant, right? Okuda, A.J. Terrell, all the guys that we have in our defensive backfield, I think he's going to have a lot of influence on them. Quote, Jerry's got that unique ability of teaching, and he's got a lot of perspective. He's been in a lot of different schemes. We're just trying to problem solve. And so whether that's behind the scenes and we're talking, or Ryan and him are talking, we're going to make it our own. That's when you hire the right people, smart people that have got a passion for this job, that are great teachers and that want to work. It's how we evolved. Things that we did in Tennessee that we certainly now going into year three when you have all the right staff members. And again, I say that this is the low-key best move in the offseason that the Falcons had. You can tell me about players and all this other kind of stuff, but the low-key best move was hiring Jerry Gray. And I like his ability to teach and work with our young defensive backfield. Look, A.J. Terrell's still a young guy. Okuda's young. Jesse Bates is not an old guy. Hawkins, Grant. All of those guys could stand to improve. So, again, I'm excited to see what he can do with that group. And maybe, just maybe, they could be one of the top, you know, I'm not saying Legion of Boom, but maybe they can be one of the top groups of, you know, secondary players in the NFL this year, or NFC at least, you know, this year. So we'll see what happens. Bill Barnwell had his offseason rankings list for all the NFL teams. And he had the Atlanta Falcons with their 2023 offseason ranking at number 26. Here was his quote. Blessed with breathing room financially for the first time in his tenure, general manager Terry Fontenot went to work. The big signing was star safety Jesse Bates, who helped rebuild the culture in Cincinnati after the Bengals bottomed out early in his career. The Falcons could have as many as seven new veteran starters on the defensive side of the ball with Bates, Calais Campbell, Onyemata, Bud Dupree, Caden Ellis, Mike Hughes, and Jeff Okuda. He says if the Falcons address their biggest defensive needs issues, here's where the problem is. Barnwell cites short-sighted signings and inexperience of quarterback Desmond Ridder as his primary issues with this team. Will Atlanta be better on defense in 2022? Yes. There's also a chance that the only players from this group on the 2024 team will be Onyemata and Bates, though, that the Falcons will be back in the same position a year from now. If they were the Chiefs, going out and getting Campbell and Dupree to play situational roles would make some sense. As a team with Desmond Ridder quarterback, I was hoping they would make more consequential moves to add players who will be around for years to come. And that's the danger, right? It's good to have some of these guys that are loaners and rental players, but it's hard to build your roster for the long term with those guys. And that's the thing we're getting into, is whether we can build for the long term with some of these guys. You know, even the Caden Ellis's are, you know, potentially here today, gone tomorrow. So, you know, again, are they one of the bottom teams as far as offseason rankings and moves that they've made? Probably not. You know, again, it's fashionable. But again, the reason it's fashionable to knock the Falcons is because they haven't won. In a sport that is set up and designed to be good, you know, year over year, and if you're bottom out, you can bounce right back the next year and be really good again. You know, that's what the NFL is all about. Stink this year. Again, Jacksonville, 3-13. Urban Meyer as coach. Dreadful. Next year, new coach. Their quarterback takes a step forward. 9-8. They win the division, and we're a second-round playoff team. That's the growth you can have in the NFL in 1 year. In one season, you can have that kind of growth. That's what you're looking for, right? That's what we need out of this team. So, all right, Pro Football Focus. We were talking about quarterbacks, wide receivers, the tackle positions. Tonight, it's interior defensive line. Aaron Donald, 1. Chris Jones, 2. Dexter Lawrence, 3. Quinnen Williams, 4. Cameron Hayward, 5. All right, Day-Day. Let's test you out here. How many Falcons on the interior defensive line made this top 32 list? So they always do this top 32. How many interior defensive linemen for the Falcons made it on the list of 32?
Ooh, on the list of 32 interior, 1.
So they actually, believe it or not, have 3.
Really?
Now they list Calais Campbell.
Okay.
17th. That's okay. Pretty high up. 17th. At 36 years old, Campbell isn't the same player he was at the height of his career, but he did enough over the past 3 years with Baltimore that expecting him to not be a top 20 player at this position is doing him a disservice. In his 15th season in the league, he's produced 70.0+ PFF grades both against the run and as a pass defender. So he comes in at 17. David Onyemata comes in at number 21. After signing an impressive 3-year, $35 million deal with the Falcons this offseason, Onyemata will need to get back to his 2020-2021 form for that contract to make sense on Atlanta's side. His 53.0 Pro Football Focus run defense grade last year was the lowest of his career, though he still has been effective as a pass rusher, producing 116 pressures on 1,097 pass rushing snaps over the past 3 seasons. And then coming in at number 23 was Grady Jarrett. And that's a little bit surprising that he's kind of fallen off. You know, he was a top 5-6 interior line defensive player. He's at 23. Quote, it's been 3 seasons since we saw Jarrett really dominate for a stretch. And with his now being 30 years old, it's fair to wonder if his best days are behind him. He was still good enough to make this list based upon his play last year, though, registering 7 sacks, 10 hits, 28 hurries from 487 pass rushing snaps. That's, you know, again,
that's not necessarily, I mean, he, when he's kind of the guy that's singled out by the opposing team, that's
right.
That's kind of going to happen. You can't
right.
necessarily take away from him.
Yeah,
that.
I think he's better than 23rd on this list. Look, I think he's still the best defensive interior defensive lineman we have on this roster. I still think he's better than Onyemata or Calais Campbell for that matter. You know, again, is he, you know, Javon Hargrave or, you know, Derek Brown or Jeffrey Simmons? No. No, he's probably not that level of player, but still very good. I mean, still very good. That just seems like it's a little bit low for Grady Jarrett, but 23. Now, it wasn't that long ago that we were looking at Grady Jarrett being a top four or five, you know, interior defensive line player. You know, obviously it was always, what's his name? Aaron Donald was always number one, but he wasn't all that far off from those spots. He wasn't all that far off from being one of the top guys at his position. Now, again, I think he's still got a lot of good football left. He had 7 sacks last year. That's a really good number. That led the team. You know, obviously, let's hope that that doesn't lead the team this year. But still, when you look at it, I thought he had a really good year, and he was off to a great start last year. A really great start. He was sacking the quarterback. He was getting in the backfield, blowing up plays. I thought he had a really good start to the year last year. And then it kind of tailed off a little bit, right? As it does. I mean, sometimes those kinds of things happen. But I thought that he had a really good start for this team. So, you know, again, it is kind of funny seeing him only ranked at 23 and, you know, seeing him slide as much as he has over this last couple of years because, again, wasn't just that many years ago that he was arguably one of the top five, you know, maybe six interior defensive linemen in the NFL. Was he ever Aaron Donald? Not on his best day. He's a great player, but on his best day, he's never been Aaron Donald. Nobody's Aaron Donald. Nobody's at that kind of level. But Grady Jarrett was, you know, what was pretty high up on most of these lists. So, again, interesting that the Falcons have 3 interior defensive linemen. That's all good news. The more the merrier. The more top guys we have on the interior of our defensive line, the better that we're going to be. All right, we're going to talk to Big Tigger when we come back. He's got an event coming up here this coming Sunday. We'll talk to him next about all of that. Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio, Net to the Game, Odyssey.com app.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, back at a Chuckery Show, hanging out in the Kia Studios Tuesday night with you. 404-741-0929. That's the Solomon Brothers Diamond text line to be a part of the show. Well, our next guest has got a big event coming up this Sunday, June 4th at Westside Park from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. It's Big Tigger's Beltline Bike Fest, charity bike ride, give back, family health festival. 100 predetermined kids from APS will receive free bicycles and helmets. It's all part of Mayor Andre Dickens' Year of the Youth. And Big Tigger joins us on the WadeFord.com hotline. Big Tigger, what's going on, buddy? How you doing, man?
How are you? What's happening?
Man, I tell you what, you got a big thing going on. You got all the celebrities coming out with you. How'd you get all these people coming out with you hanging out on Sunday?
I told people that Chuckery was unavailable, and they said...
See again, all the kids that get the bicycles and helmets, they would probably throw them at me if I was there.
I literally, you know, reached out to some people I knew were like-minded, had good intentions, and like to get back in the neighborhood here in Atlanta. Some friends reached out to a good guy who I get to work with, not super directly, but we've done some work together. You know, Grady Jarrett from the Falcons. A couple actors and actresses. I mean, Captain America's coming. We got Anthony Mackie from the Marvel Universe coming. We got Q from 112, local Atlanta group. Pinky Cole and her soon-to-be husband, Derek Hayes. The founders of the Slutty Vegan and Dave, Big Dave's Cheesesteaks, giants of food industry here in Atlanta. So it's just some people that thought it was a good fit and a good feeling to try to get back to the young kids here in Atlanta.
What was kind of the genesis of this particular event? What kind of motivated or inspired you to do an event like this?
It actually started during COVID. They weren't supposed to be doing a whole lot of things, interacting with people. I had all this free time on my hands. And one of the things you could only do was, you know, like if you wanted to be outside without a mask, was ride your bike.
Mm-hmm.
And that's kind of I'd been here in Atlanta, you know, at that point going on 7 years and hadn't really ridden the Beltline, hadn't been on it. I'd, you know, hung out on it, but not just from an exercise standpoint. And I had this whole thing where like, okay, I'd ride the Beltline. I'd also got the Silver Comet. There's a couple other trails I'd ride here just so I could get some, and I kind of re-fell in love with cycling. Now I'm definitely not wearing the super tight suit and going 100 miles a day or anything like that, but it was a good feeling to be out like on a bicycle, and it kind of, you know, took me back to when I was a young person. And in the midst of all of that, I had an epiphany, like, you know, let that be kind of a cool thing to help get kids back into is cycling, even if it's, you know, not into, you know, I'm going to be, you know, a super cyclist or into, you know, anything like Olympic size or just for the sport of it, just to be able to, you know, exercise, be healthy, And what better feeling was there back in the day than to get a bicycle?
Mm-hmm. Where can people register or donate? Is there a website, or what do you got going on with it?
Yes, you can find out more about my foundation, the Big Ticker Foundation, at bigtickerfoundation.org. The registration for the bike is, I believe, closed. We've reached our limit for year one, which is an amazing accomplishment. I want to thank everybody, all your listeners, all the people in the sound of my voice here in Atlanta and extended for, you know, reaching out to be a part of it. But should you want to donate, we have a lot of other initiatives on the way regarding youth education and youth health. Mental health and physical health, fitness. Again, just go to the website. You can choose what you want to give, but all of what you give will be helping some young people live.
Now, I see that there's going to be a live DJ. Do you need me to come out and throw down the ones and twos, or how does this work? I mean, do you need, need help?
I heard you were busy, but if you got time, I will make space, sir.
All right, so what are the Hawks going to do, man? What's going on with the Hawks, man? I mean, obviously, look, this is going to be a huge offseason for them to get this thing on track. New coach, new front office. Obviously, you know, we're trying to see if who's going to be here, who's going to be back. I mean, what do you think is going to happen?
It's going to be interesting. From where I sit and where I've been sitting, and I know there's a true desire from the top of the organization on down to at least make it to the Eastern Conference Finals again. The goal always is to bring this trophy down Peachtree in a parade. But I don't know what we have a new coach who got some time. You know, Coach Snyder has some chance to feel out what he really has in the building. And then also taking, a look at what's going on in the Eastern Conference versus the Western Conference, lots of head coaching changes. So seeing what the landscape was is definitely going to dictate how we feel, the organization needs to move forward in order to put a winning team, a championship caliber team on the floor, one that's really capable of bringing home a championship. So I don't get called into those meetings, but I just try to make it exciting in the building.
Well, why don't they call you in those meetings? I mean, everything we hear from about Tony Ressler, collaborative, communicative. I mean, all these if words that we're trying to be. Why not bring you in? I mean, listen, bring you in, bring me in, bring Day Day in. I mean, why we got to have more voices in this whole thing, right?
Well, too many cooks is as the saying goes, is also a thing. But listen. They have their own, everyone has their way of doing things. And, if I owned the franchise, I'd want to do it my way and whatever way I feel is the best way to bring a championship to not only my, my business, but to the city that I represent. So I have a complete faith in them that they, whatever the process is or is going to be is well-intentioned.
Yeah. You know what though? I'd love to see them bring Jaylen Brown home. I'd love to see them find a way to get Jaylen Brown. If the Celtics aren't going to pay him, I'd love to see a trade happen. I'd love to see Jaylen Brown in a Hawks uniform. I'd love to see him 82 nights a year because I think that'd be a real difference maker, one of the best two-way players in the NBA. We need more of those stars, man. We need stars, not just when we get knocked in the head, and see stars. We need
right.
more stars on the court every night.
I'm here for anything and everyone who will bring us closer to hoisting that championship. If we're going to bring Jaylen home, that'd be amazing. If not, I don't know if this, you can sit here and theorize and hypothesize and fantasize all we want to. I mean, I'd love to see Ant-Man in a Hawks uniform while we're at it. But at the same time, I think he's a quality two-way player. Again, Atlanta's own. Any homegrown product that is, escaped our region that could help us bring a championship home would be an amazing addition to the organization.
It is Big Tigger's Beltline Bike Fest coming up Sunday, June 4th at Westside Park from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Charity bike ride, give back, family health festival. 100 predetermined kids from APS are going to receive free bicycle helmets and bicycles. He's going to have Anthony Mackie there, Grady Jarrett, among others. It's all part of Mayor Andre Dickens' Year of the Youth. And tell us again, Big Tigger, where people can go on and get some information about the event.
Thanks for having me again. And, of course, please go to Big Tigger Foundation. solomonbrothers.org. More information there about the event and your opportunity to donate in whatever way you see fit, whether it be your time or your pockets. But we appreciate it. And all, you know, 100% of it has gone back to helping young people here in Atlanta.
Appreciate you, my man. Appreciate the event you got going on. And listen, good luck to you and enjoy the weekend.
Absolutely. You too.
You got it. Appreciate it. So there you go. A really cool event coming up on Sunday, June 4th. Westside Park, 11 a.m. to 4 p.m. You can also go to Big Tigger's Twitter page, at Big Tigger Show, and find out more information there. But obviously, look, it's a way to give back to the community. It's a really cool event. Going to be a live DJ, Slutty Vegan, Dave's Cheesesteaks, food trucks, free health checks, kids activities. So all kinds of good things going on down there. And even though the bike ride itself is filled up, if you want to be a part of the event and donate, you know, Big Tigger's Foundation, check it, check all the information out there as well. So Big Tigger Foundation. And again, there's a really cool event coming up on Sunday. So there you go. There you go. Now, does he need me to, you know, drop the ones and twos? Or?
I mean, you know, what I'll do is I'll let him know that, you know, you'll be on standby.
Are you a DJ?
No, no, not in that
fashion.
Have
you DJed?
I flirted with it. Okay. So I don't know if you remember, I don't know what it's called now, but it used to be, I don't think it's called Goosebumps anymore, right here on International Adult.
Oh.
You know, right there on International, right at International and Baker, like sandwiched between Baker and Piedmont, right on International.
Wait, that was an adult establishment?
Yeah, a lot of people didn't realize it.
Really?
Yeah. So
I did not know that.
Yeah, so when I first got in
radio.
I've
heard of Goosebumps.
Yeah, I don't
think But I did not know what that place was.
I don't think that's what it's called anymore. I think that name is probably been removed from that name for some years. But I think it's still there. I don't really go that way often, so but I believe it's still there. But when I first got in radio, just trying to find my way, and this was like 2001, two, somewhere around there. I actually remember, I don't know, I met someone that worked there, and so they needed like a DJ during the daytime.
Okay.
You know, nighttime, they were fine at night, and they were just looking for somebody consistently during the day. So I tried it, but, you know, that's a different type of thing. So I think that kind of weaned me off of it, off of even wanting to pursue DJing, because that's a different mode. This was back when you would just kind of, this was before the, you know, adult establishments now, the DJing is, it's much different. Back then, you had, the girls had their sets kind of like, and you played like three upbeat songs and one slow song. And it's kind of sort of like that, but now it's just, they just kind of party.
You know, back in the old days when I was a regular visitor to some of those places, you know, like they, it seemed like they played the same 15 songs.
Exactly,
right?
Yeah.
I mean, they played... And maybe that was the girl's request or whatever like that, but it seems like they played the same 15 songs.
Well, that's what it was. These girls had, like, their set songs.
Right.
And so they wanted, and if I remember correctly, yeah, it was, it might have been two upbeat songs. So I think it was three songs
well,
a set.
Again,
so.
There's, so, you know, it's, for what they're doing up on stage, you know, it can't be just, you know, a general kind of even just like a general dance song or
right.
something like that. Like, you know, again, it has to have kind of a flow and
exactly.
a rhythm to it, you
yeah.
know, for the type of dancing that
yeah.
that they're going to do and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I can understand that.
Yeah.
But
so that's why it was probably felt like that to you, that you kind of seemed like it was the same types
did,
of
did
songs.
You, did you have your, did you have, did you carry around your record collection?
Well, this was around the time where DJs were transitioning into CDs.
Okay.
In the CDJs. So, yeah, I just had my large CD.
Well, nowadays, don't they like CD they?
Cases?
They've got it like they've got like the iPod.
Oh, now yeah, everything yeah. is. You just, they just put all the songs on a
yeah, like
on
just,
the external
they, like, yeah,
external
like, on,
drive,
like on an Apple,
hard drive.
Like on a computer. Yeah, like it's
yep.
just like I look at them now, and they just they have their playlist.
Yeah,
and they can just you know just
that's it. Yeah,
make
the
it
computer
all
hooks up to the
right.
Hooks up to the CDJs,
right.
and they have their external hard drive plugged in, and boom.
Yeah,
that's
when
it.
I was doing the. When I was doing the Bud Light thing for pregame for Falcons,
mm-hmm.
you know, and we had we were like up in the Bud Light Tower, And we were doing like all the hype and everything like that, you know, trying to get people in the gates and you know, drinking Bud Light and all this kind of stuff. Yeah. But it's just funny, like when I would look over, you know, he basically had a laptop.
Yep.
And he had his whole list of songs on there.
Yeah.
And he would just push the buttons on there and just play them. And then he might do something, you know, that like mixed it up a little bit, like where he would like blend the songs
right.
together and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But again, everything was on a laptop computer.
Yeah, it's different now. Yeah. I used to so remember when I told you I worked with DJ Nabs, who used to live next door to Eric Bischoff. That back then, yeah, the records were still in the crates, and
right.
we'd have to unload.
Yeah.
And you know, he
yeah.
DJed. I mean, he'd probably take anywhere from 10 to 15 crates with him a night.
Really?
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah. So like. And that's why Bischoff almost cussed us out, or he did cuss us out.
Yeah, that's crazy. Well, again, listen, if Big Tigger needs me to drop down the ones and
I'll
twos,
let him know.
I mean,
I'll send a note.
Yeah, I mean, you know, listen, I can do it. So anyway, Sunday, June 4th, Westside Park, 11 to 4, charity bike ride, give back, family and health festival, all kinds of good things. Go to Big Tigger Foundation. Check out all the things going on at the event and this will be a pretty cool deal. So even though if you can't be a part of the bike ride, please donate and try to help the kids out on all of this. So, all right, when we come back, it will be time for What's Bugging Chuckery. I mean, look, it's not a big deal, but it's still against the law. Chuckery in the Kia Studios, Sports Radio After the Game, Odyssey.com app.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game, back at it, Chuckery Show. Hanging out at the Kia Studios, Tuesday night with you. Braves going to get underway here in about an hour from right now. 9:40 will be first pitch. Bryce Elder is going to be on the mound. He of the 3-0 leads the league in ERA. Braves did make a big move today, and I say big move, but relatively speaking, but the Atlanta Braves called up one of their rising prospects as they called up A.J. Smith Shauver. Now, he had been splitting time between Rome and I think he just got up to the Gwinnett here in the last week or so. Seven starts. Looks like the plan is for him to pitch out of the bullpen for right now. So, again, maybe he pitches in the bullpen and, you know, he, you know, does a little bit of work and then maybe he eventually gets a start. Obviously, we'll see if Michael Soroka is able to stay around as part of the rotation. Look, and we'll talk to Chris Willis about this come up at the top of the hour, but if nothing else, if Michael Soroka can just stabilize one more spot in this rotation, right? You got Elder, you got Strider, you got Morton. So you feel good about those three guys. If he can just stabilize one more spot in the rotation, then you're not calling up young guys all the time with bullpen games and just really trying to find out a mix mash, you know, of what you're going to do on the back end of your rotation. So if he can hold down one more spot, then that gives you way more flexibility in this rotation. Because now you know if he can give you five or six innings, and again, he's not going to do that every single time out. And honestly, even more than what his actual performance is, you know, for instance, he doesn't have to go out and be Cy Young. He doesn't have to go out and, you know, be a dominant pitcher. He doesn't have to go out and, you know, be one of the best young pitchers in the game like he was a few years ago, right? I mean, he didn't have to be all of that. If he can just solidify one more spot where you can get, you know, on every fifth day, him being able to start without injuries, without setbacks, without anything to it, just he goes out and every fifth day you can give him the ball, just like Elder, Strider, Morton. Every fifth day you give him the ball and you feel like you're in pretty good shape, right? Or at least if nothing else, you feel confident enough to know that he's going to get the ball every fifth day. So I think that's all they're looking for. Yeah, they want him to pitch well and all this good kind of stuff. But again, he's been on a long road to recovery. August of 2020 is the last time that he made a start, right? And I think it was over 1,000 days that he made his last start, right? It's been almost, not quite 3 years, but you know, more than 2.5 years that he's made his last start. So it's just going to take time and work him back in and get slow. But A.J. Smith, Shauver, I mean, that's a kid that has risen up pretty quickly through the rankings. And it does give you an indication that with the way that this team has developed the talent, the Elders and the Striders and the Michael Harrises, that if they feel like a guy is ready, they're not going to hesitate to pull the trigger and bring him up to the big club. Not going to hesitate. I'm going to get you up to the big club, and you're going to come up and contribute. Now, it doesn't always work out in the player's benefit, right? And we've seen plenty of Braves prospects that have been real hit or miss over the years, right? The Julio Teherans, who was pretty good, but he never developed into the type of player that they thought he was going to develop into. The Tukey Toussaints and the Sean Newcombs, guys like that, you know, even the Colby Allards of the world, right? Mike Fultonevich, right? Guys like that that came up, had blips on the radar, but no real sustainable success. And the fact that they have a lot of their young guys up, and especially just even from the last couple few years where the drafts, you know, they've got three pitchers that they've used that they drafted in 2020, in the middle of the pandemic, with no minor league season, no way to really develop, obviously even a delayed minor league season the next year, they've been able to Elder, Strider, Schuster. They've been able to bring those guys up to the big club, and they've all contributed. So it's, you know, when the Braves tell you that a guy is ready, you have to believe them. They've earned the benefit of the doubt. You have to believe them and say, okay, this guy is ready to play. He's ready to contribute. Because their development, their scouting, all of that has been outstanding over the last few years with this organization. And you can trust that they have the right guy in place. Again, it may not always work out perfectly. Nothing ever does, right? But certainly that they have a lot of confidence and faith in their scouting department, in their minor league player development, you know, that they feel like that they can bring these guys up and they can contribute right away to it. So we'll see what happens. Looks like the plan is for right now for him to pitch out of the bullpen. You know, that may evolve into a starting spot if they have a bullpen game, right, that they're looking at. Maybe instead of a bullpen game that they go to, maybe they give AJ a shot. Maybe they give him a shot to start. You know, and obviously without having to call up more of your minor leaguers. But for now, the plan looks like it's going to be, and this is from Justin Toscano, looks like the plan is going to be to pitch him out of the bullpen for right now. And their bullpen has been a little bit shaky at times. Minter's been a little bit, at times. Iglesias has been pretty good. But their bullpen, McHugh and some of those guys, been a little bit shaky at times. They've gotten beat up a little bit here or there. So if he can be one more quality arm out of the bullpen, and again, obviously he's been a guy that's been a fast riser through their organization. We'll see what happens. So I'm guessing he'll be in Oakland for tonight or tomorrow. I'm guessing he's on, in there tonight. Your lineup, by the way, Ronnie Olson, Riley, Ozzie, Murphy, Ozuna, Pilar, Arcia, Michael Harris, and Bryce Elder is on the mound in Oakland. Need a win. Don't need to monkey around with this team. They need to find a way to win. All right, let's grab a quick What's Bugging Chuckery.
Don't look now, but somebody out there just got Chuckery ticked off. Like, that's hard.
Don't make me angry. You wouldn't like me when I'm angry.
It's time for What's Bugging Chuckery on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
So Le'Veon Bell was on, and again, this is where everything breaks is podcasts, right? Every news item breaks on podcasts. He was on the Steal Here podcast, which focuses on the Pittsburgh Steelers. Last time Bell played was in 2021. He opened up about the topic of how he got ready for games and things like that. And he says, quote, "Looking back on this, that's what I did. When I was playing football, I smoked, bro. Even before the games, I'd smoke. And I'd go out there and run for 150 and two touchdowns." So basically, he's admitted to smoking marijuana before games. Now, again, the famous story of Lawrence Taylor doing cocaine and all that kind of stuff. I mean, I don't have a problem with all of this, okay? But still illegal. it's not necessarily a good thing to reveal all of your illegal bad habits and stuff like that. Again, I don't care if he smoked before games. That's between him and his coach and all that kind of stuff. But you don't really necessarily want to go on public record, I would think. Maybe I'm overreading all of this kind of stuff, but maybe you wouldn't want to go on public record and say, "Oh yeah, I was smoking before games. I was getting high before games." Not maybe exactly the look if you're trying to find a kind of team that might take you on or anything like that. But yeah, again, I can understand, and I don't have a problem with it, and it is what it is. But again, what do we always say on this show? Perception has the same effect as truth. And if it's perceived that he's, not doing, an organization any favors or whatever like that, if he's trying to get himself back in the league, I don't know that he is. I don't know at this point that he's looking at getting back in the league. But letting everybody know that you were getting high before games probably isn't the way to go. I'm just spitballing here. I'm just throwing darts at a wall. But letting people know that you were getting high before games maybe probably isn't the best course of action. I'm just saying that may not be it. So anyway, that's what's bugging Chuck right now. Atlanta United soccer coming up tomorrow. They take on New England from Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Jason Longshore and Mike Connie will have the call for all of it. So look. I didn't see what New England's standing in the community is here, but if we look at where, let's see where New England's at here, just before I spitball. So they're third in the Eastern Conference. So only FC Cincinnati and Nashville, two newer clubs, they are the only ones that have more points than New England, the New England Revolution. But look, this is a pretty good team coming into Mercedes-Benz Stadium. Still have to find a way to get 3 points, right? You may have had a match or two on this road trip these last couple of weeks where, the Chicago one felt like it should have been a victory, felt like it should have been 3 points. Well, again, if you're not going to get 3 points, if you're selling for 1 point, you better find a way to win at home, right? Better find a way to win at home. And – the New England Revolution. They're pretty good. They're fourth in the Eastern Conference. So we'll see what happens. That's going to be a 6:30 pregame, 7 o'clock kick. Again, Jason Longshore and Mike Conney will have the call for all of that. So no show for us tomorrow night, but we will be back with you on Thursday as it'll be game one of the NBA Finals. Finally. Finally, the finals. Again, Day-Day, this has been like the baton death march didn't last as long as what this NBA season is. I mean, it's been since September that they've played, that they've had basketball on a regular basis. And we're into what? Almost June?
Tomorrow's the 31st.
Tomorrow's going to be, you know, or in a couple of days, it's going to be June. So September, October, November, December, January, February, March, April, May, June. So we've got 10 months now. 10 months. I mean, what are we doing? What are we doing? You know?
Hey, man, they got to give the outlet something to be talking about.
I guess I'm doing the draft show in a few weeks.
Okay.
So it's going to be at State Farm.
I was going to say it's back at State Farm this
year.
Yeah,
I wish it was at that bar.
What's the place called? The Eastern.
Eastern. Yeah, that place was awesome. That was a really cool place. Would have loved to have had it back.
I hear a lot of people talk about that place. How nice
it's like the Tabernacle. I mean, it really is. It's very much like the Tabernacle. Very cool spot. Great ambiance. Just really kind of like very roomy. I mean, there's a lot of room to walk around and do stuff in, but very cool. Like, it was a very, very cool setup there last year.
Okay.
Would have liked to have been a part of all that. Now, I do think that I don't know if Sparty's going to be with us. I know Caleb Johnson's going to be there.
Okay.
So he's our Hawks reporter, right?
Okay, right.
And the one we're waiting on is Sparty.
Okay.
So, listen, if you tell Sparty, listen, if you talk to Sparty, tell him that I'm hosting, he'll join.
He'll
in.
Show up.
Yeah, he'll be there.
Well, maybe we can, like, kind of talk to see if Conti can get someone to kind of run the board so I can be there and produce on site.
Oh, okay. Why would we do that? I mean,
because I'm your producer.
Well, but I mean, I know that, but I mean, why would we do all those things?
I mean, you know, I can just
because to be honest with you,
I could throw it on the wall and see if it sticks.
Somebody is going to have to engineer. Now, my guess is it will be like the guy that was up at
Mike. It'll be Mike or Gordon will engineer, but you know, producer, like you can't be there like trying to get people to sit down and talk with you and interview. That's got to be my job.
Yeah, but who would? I mean, again, if you did that, though, you would not be able to do Dukes and Bell.
Oh. But I'm your producer. Sorry, Dukes.
Yeah, but that's never stopped. Bill. But again, that's but why? When has that ever stopped anybody around this radio station? When has it ever stopped anybody that, oh, you're the producer of the Chuckery Show? Oh, let me put you on 14 other programs and give you 8 other different tasks that you got to be involved in. Besides being my producer, you know, so again, everybody's fortunate that I do so much, you know, of the heavy lifting. So anyway, that's neither here nor there. So I got big, broad shoulders for it. So anyway, all right, Chris Willis, when we come back, Chuck Green, the Kia Studios, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, the Odyssey.com app.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.